News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Bryan ISD Education Foundation, has announced its inductees for this year's Hall of Honor, and Sandra Davis with the Education Foundation is on the line, and let's hear about the members of this year's class.
I will be happy to tell you about them. Glenn Brewer is one of our 8 honorees this year. He is Senior Vice President and Senior Commercial Relations Manager for American Momentum Bank, graduated from Bryan High School. Tim Bryan, Chairman of the Board and CEO of the Bank and Trust, a graduate of SFA. Joanne Locke, who is one of Bryan's retired teachers. She also worked a few years at Texas A&M after retiring from Bryan Schools. She's an SFA graduate. And from Bryan High School, we have Dr. Leo Matthews, who's a pediatrician with the Texas Children's Group. Pat Allen Rice, who's a community volunteer and very active in a number of areas in our community, an SFA graduate. Cherry Ruffino, Caldwell Bankers, realtor from SFA. And Bishop Mike Siss from Bryan High School, who is Bishop of the San Angelo Diocese and graduated, as I said, from BHS.
Remind us, particularly for those who aren't familiar with the Hall of Honor, how they were nominated and some of the things that went into that consideration.
Nominations are solicited through the website and through the news and TV advertisement. These people who are nominated are those who have distinguished themselves since their graduation in their field of work or in community activities and community involvement. And basically, they are those people that we look to as role models for today's youth. This will be our 4th group to induct and giving us a total of 32, and every year we've had outstanding nominations. The hard part comes when they go to the selection committee and they have to narrow those nominees down to 6 or 8 members, whatever, and that's the way typically that we do. We accept the nominations, we have a screening committee and see if the number of the top candidates. Communicate with them to see if they would send us more information and if they can attend the event and that sort of thing. And we have another meeting to determine the candidates that will be honored at the Hall of Honor.
So while we hear about it in the spring, who the inductees are, the actual event where they are introduced into the Hall of Honor takes place in August.
That's correct. August 16th at Miramont Country Club.
And the program has included special guest speakers in the past, and has that been determined yet?
That has been determined, and I'm pleased to let you know that Ken Starr, president of Baylor University, will be our featured speaker. And we're excited that he's able to be with us for this event.
I wonder how much he had to twist his arm coming into Aggieland.
Well, I have some connections there, I think.
Well, that's going to be a terrific evening if the inductees weren't enough to have Judge Starr be a part of the program as well. When will tickets be available?
Ticket information will be available in early May, and as will tables and that sort of thing for those who are interested in buying tables.
All right, very good. Stay tuned for more information as it becomes available on when the tickets start being sold, and get that date set down for Saturday, August 16th. And again, our congratulations to this year's honorees. Sandra Davis with the Bryan School District Education Foundation with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.